HBCU Plug, plugging you into what you need to know, all things HBCU. Profiling Wesley the Wordsmith, who describes himself as just that, a wordsmith, a skilled user of words specializing in poetry with a centralized focus in the art of hip-hop. Through his music, he's integrated soul in a performance quality that comes from an open mic poet to recorded records, an HBCU alumnus of Savannah State University.
My main focus in my music is highlighting lyricism. Used to be a place where you could come for scholarship, where you could come to learn. You would have to have a certain level of literary prowess or understanding in order to even exist effectively in the hip-hop world. When we just talked about hip-hop being a place where people could come for scholarship and you had to have a certain level of intellect to exist effectively in the hip-hop space, what better establishment to educate a black man than a historically black college or university? Being able to exist in that environment and have those black influences and seeing other successful black people, it just showed me all those different negative tones that are placed with our people were almost essentially wiped from my mind. How can I contribute to the shifting of the paradigm in the masses of black people? People are coming to realize being yourself pays off. The HBCU experience showed me that it was dope being black, that black was successful, powerful. Black was the root of a lot of these things, including hip-hop, jazz, blues, were black. So learning about black history from black historians made the HBCU experience so much more thorough to wanting to make sure that I built a legacy as a black man. Those are the types of things that I encapsulate in my message and my music.
Wesley the Wordsmith recently released his debut album, The Cope Deluxe, produced in-house by his own production company, Bonsai Productions. Navigating his mental health, he's discovered his studio is his therapy, converting negative energy into something positive, which can be heard throughout his album. Throughout his matriculation at Savannah State University, he was the president of Way of Real Discovery Incorporated, where the primary focus was on creating a platform, encouraging students to follow their passions, and giving them the necessary skill sets to excel.
That is one of the major things. The students that are in the organization that have come up through that program that I've had the opportunity to impact, that we understand each other's hardship, and that's part of the HBCU community. Is you're in a community of people that can relate to you on a personal level without you guys even knowing each other. Way of Real Discovery Incorporated, we're still doing great things. I've actually elected a percentage of my salary to them in order to fund scholarships for the 2022 school year, and I continue to mentor their new leadership now. This, to me, is not something that comes in spurts. This, to me, is a passion that I've had in me since I was a toddler. It just continued to be cultivated. The HBCU experience, it sharpened my tool and honed my intellect and gave me a space to develop my creative skill set. Wesley the Wordsmith. Everywhere. You can type that in Google. My team that I've been working with that's also HBCU graduates that take care of the PR and different things of that nature, they've been doing a phenomenal job. So you'll see press releases. You'll see all types of different things on there.
To hear the raw and uncut extended version of this interview, head over to WEAA.org.
Speculation. Everybody is speculating the spectacle that is life. Everyone becomes a detective when something happens. Humans' brains defective and behavior categorized by a stereotype that is collective, like, how can you judge me by the color of the skin he's in? It's like living my life is the world's deadliest sin. I can get shot walking home on the weekend by polices because my skin is a shade darker than eczema infected knees on your nieces. I feel like a reverend the way that I preach this. A society that loves thy brother. Will we ever reach this? And every time I cut on the news, it makes me sneeze and vomit. In other words, it's repulsive. Blow up the planet with verbal explosives, then move to Mars because that's the planet that's closest. Or maybe I just not warn anyone about that comet that's approaching. I feel as though I was well put together in someone's preconceived notion, but in all actuality, I'm just a black hole of endless emotion.
A snippet of Speculation by Wesley the Wordsmith. Be informed, stay informed. Your HBCU plug, Valencia Charmaine. This is Morgan State Radio.